The aircraft carrier USS Constellation and its battle group deploy Saturday from San Diego to the Persian Gulf. Russell Lewis of member station KPBS spent a few days on the Constellation earlier this week as it finished its training and preparations for sea.
An aircraft carrier is an imposing force. The 4.5-acre flight deck is longer than 3 football fields, and it can launch and recover aircraft every minute around the clock. For at least the next 6 months, more than 5,000 sailors and Marines will call this massive steel ship home. Sitting in the hangar bay, which is crammed with 24 fighter jets, Navy Quartermaster Jared Fleming is anxious.
I'm a little nervous, but I mean, I guess everybody is, being in the military and going to war. My dad's nervous, and my mom is nervous.
Many of these sailors were on board when the Constellation returned from its last deployment just 3 days after the September 11th attacks. The carrier is now going back out to sea after just over a year in its home port of San Diego. That's 5 months quicker than the normal turnaround. Navy officials say this deployment wasn't speeded up because of possible hostilities with Iraq, but all deployments have been shifted forward since 9/11. The Navy is keeping tight-lipped about what the Constellation's potential missions might be, but their final training this week provided clues. On the flight deck, FA-18 Hornets and F-14 Tomcats maneuver around the noisy and crowded space. Handlers direct the planes to the steam-powered catapults, which fling the jets airborne in 2 seconds. When the planes return, they slam onto the 200-foot runway and catch one of 4 arresting wires with a tailhook and screech to a halt. Captain Matt Taylor is a member of the Marine Corps squadron called the Death Rattlers. He says they've been practicing bombing runs in the barren California desert and experimenting with a new type of bomb used in Afghanistan called the Bunker Buster. It can penetrate deep into the earth and explode with massive force. The bombs have now been tailored for a more urban environment.
We always try to be as wise with the lessons that we've learned as we can. So, you know, we're taking full advantage of the experience gained from other units in Enduring Freedom.
Other experiences in the last year are evident, too. The Constellation just installed a biowarfare detection system. It screens the ship's air for anthrax spores or smallpox. It used to take days to analyze air samples. Now, Navy Hospital Corpsman Mike Gay says it can be done in hours.
I know our threats out there that, you know, whether it's Iraq or wherever we may be going to, they have the capabilities to deliver to us, and whether they do it or not, we'll be able to find out.
The infirmary also increased its supplies of anthrax vaccines and antibiotics. Security officers give daily briefings about what to look for in suspicious packages that might be mailed to the ship. The Constellation has other protections. The 8-ship battle group that accompanies the flat top has more than 100 Tomahawk cruise missiles that can be used against land-based targets. Lieutenant Commander Kevin Kennedy says it's a daunting force.
It's a pretty big stick. Hopefully the diplomats are speaking softly and we're coming with the big stick.
Captain John Miller is the Constellation's commanding officer. He says the crew is ready for action.
I think most sailors are the same as me, where you go with the understanding that you could be going to war. And I think the only thing that's different with this deployment is that there's a certainty that we're going to war.
Miller is referring to the war on terrorism, not necessarily a war against Iraq. But he says a lot can change in the world in the month it will take the battle group to reach the Persian Gulf. For NPR News, I'm Russell Lewis aboard the USS Constellation off the San Diego coast.